It may not happen in 6 months. It may not happen in a year. It may not happen in 2 years. But at some point, my dream is going to become a reality. Every single day, we're not waiting for it to happen. We just don't have sight. Sight is for people who live in the present. We have vision. We're going to make it happen before it happens.
You got to write, even if no one published your book, write, because that was given to you to do. Everything in you is telling you to stop, to give up. Every muscle is aching, and you're saying to yourself,
you can do it. Where you are is temporary. You will not be there for the rest of your life.
Other people couldn't see it. A lot of people didn't believe it. You were attacked. You were criticized. People were opposing you, but you kept on doing it. It was hard. It was rough. It was difficult. But to you, it was worth it.
You have to know that this thing is going to work.
Say this to yourself every day. I can write my own book. I can have my own business. I can take the trip and travel around the world. It's possible. I can bounce back from adversity and reinvent my life. It's possible.
There's so many individuals out there that are so talented in different things that never accomplish anything. The world is filled with talented people, and they never accomplish anything. The body has limitations, the mind does not. We focus so much on what goes on from the neck down that we forget it all starts from here. If you're not mentally ready, you're never really physically prepared.
Why most people never achieve their goals, while 2 or 3% really achieve a high level of success? The people who took this one action every single day were the ones who achieved their goals and dreams more often than anybody else.
Finding your passion is also one of the biggest questions. You just gotta try everything. You just gotta keep trying. Yeah, I mean, that's the thing, is like, you have to be motivated to at least try.
I firmly believe that everybody on this planet has a gift. It's your job to figure out what that gift is. Then it becomes your job to decide whether you're going to act on that or not.
There is nothing we cannot do. It's really a matter of setting a focused goal, because without a target, you'll miss it every time. Picking a target and then picking the steps along the way and realizing that all the resources, all the capital, all the expertise is there. But ultimately, it's only going to be tapped if that target is in your heart and your soul.
What changes our whole life is action. Why don't we take action? Fear. What do we got to do to get ourselves to do it? We got to make sure that we push ourselves through it by making a decision. The point in which change happens is a decision. Every change in your life that you want will come from something simple, a decision. See, a real decision is not like a preference. It's not like when you say, I'll try it and see. That's not a decision. Decision comes from Latin. It means like incision, to cut off from. Decision is when you cut off any possibility except the thing you committed to. It's like, that is it.
A decision is the first step. Decision is like a war. I gotta do this or that. All right, I'm gonna make myself do this. But commitment is when you now, after you've decided, you commit to do this for the long term. Whether it's hard or easy, doesn't matter. You're doing this. It takes it from this moment and it carries it into the future, even when things are difficult. Decide, commit, and resolve.
Don't wait until you're 25 or 35 or 45 years old. Start building that discipline right now to get what you want, because there's 7 billion other people on this planet trying to get it, trying to get this thing called success. See, most people think success is a straight line. I'm going to get out of high school, I'm going to get a job, and everything's going to be fine. That's not how it plays out, folks, okay? This is how it plays out. Guy decides he wants something, and the line gets all squiggly. See, that's really what success looks like.
Discipline means taking the hard road, the uphill road, to do what's right.
Welcome to Daily Motivation, where you get motivated and inspired.
Most people stop at failure. We've all failed at things. I'm going to continue to fail at stuff, right? It's the most powerful tool you can use, but it all depends on how you use it. And most people are just satisfied with ad. There's always a next level. Your definition of greatness and what you want to achieve could be totally different than somebody else's. You know, we always say, no one wants to be first, okay, because they're afraid of the consequences that come with doing something first. Can't be a failure. You're the first to do something. If you're the first to do something, you can't be listed as a failure.
There's two types of people. People that are going to get what they want and the life they want, and people that don't. Two types of people, folks. People that get the life they want, and everybody else.
A lot of people out there that are constantly trying to improve themselves by looking for the one change. The one change, right? The one change in their life that's going to make their dreams come true. It isn't one thing. And it isn't 10 things. And it isn't 100 things. It isn't a quick path. And there are no shortcuts. Getting better isn't a hack or a trick or a one change that you need to make. Getting better is a campaign. It's a campaign. It's a daily, a weekly, it's an hourly fight. An incessant fight that doesn't stop against weakness and against temptation and against laziness. It's a campaign of discipline. It's a campaign of hard work and dedication. It's waking up early and going to bed late and grinding out every second in between. Every single day. Just start doing it. Take that first step and make it happen. Get after it. Get after it here and now.
Every one of us who's a goals achiever sets goals, but very few people think about the obstacles that are there and them overcoming the obstacles. And in order to become an amazing goal achiever, you have to accept the fact that there will be obstacles, but you also have to prime your brain to recognize the obstacles and to teach it that you can overcome it. And you can do that in your mind first, and you back it up with a plan. And guess what? You will start to become a goal achiever instead of just somebody who sets a goal.
If you don't like the way your career is or your business is, change it. If you don't like your body, change it. If you don't like your relationship, change you first. Because if you change it, you'll bring you to the next one. Maybe it's time to change it too, but change yourself first. If you want to change anything in your life, you have the choice. So there is no right or wrong. I just want to make you aware in this breakthrough session that everything in our life changes the moment we make a decision. And I mean a real decision. A decision is when you cut off any other possibility and you commit to something with everything you've got and you take action. But the big decisions start with little decisions like, what am I going to focus on? Because whatever you focus on, you're going to feel.
So instead of sitting in that job for the next 10 years, go do your thing. You've got plenty and plenty of time.
People want to know how to stop the laziness, and they want to know how to stop the procrastination. They have some idea in their head, you know, some kind of a vision, what they want to do. But they don't know where to start. They don't know where to start it. You know, they don't know where to start. Where do I start? And when's the best time to start? And I have a very simple answer for that. Here and now. That's it. You want to improve? You want to get better? You want to get on a workout program or a clean diet? You want to start a business? You want to write a book or make a movie or build a house or a computer or put together some mobile application? Where do you start? You start right here. And when do you start? You start right now. Because the idea isn't going to execute itself. And the book isn't going to write itself. And the weights out in the gym, they're not going to move themselves. You have to do it, and you have to do it now. You want to get better? You want to self-improve? Stop looking for a shortcut and go find your discipline. And find your guts and your passion and your drive and find your will. And then you will find your freedom.
We all have things that we're believing for, dreams that we want to accomplish, problems we're hoping will turn around. Maybe it's to see our family restored, to lose some weight, to break an addiction, to start our own business. But sometimes as it goes on, month after month, even year after year, and we don't see anything changing, it's easy to get discouraged and think, it's never gonna happen. This is as good as it gets. I'll just learn to live with it. We all go through disappointments, setbacks, loss. Pain is a part of life. It's easy to get discouraged, even bitter. Think, why is this happening to me? Sometimes we look at pieces in our lives that don't make sense. The key is what we do in our times of pain. Pain will change us. Heartache, loss, disappointments, they don't leave us the same. Every painful time, even though you don't like it, it's developing something in you that can only be developed in the tough times. Eventually, that will pass. You'll get through it, but you will be different. In those tough times, when you're uncomfortable, going through a loss, dealing with an illness, you could easily let it overwhelm you. Now, how the pain changes you is up to you. You can come out bitter, or you can come out better. You can come out defeated, giving up on your dreams, or you can come out with a new passion, a new fire, excited about the new opportunities in front of you. I may not like it, but I'm not a whiner, I'm a warrior. I know I can handle this. Don't complain about the pain. Without the pain, we couldn't reach the fullness of our destinies. Sometimes we bring pain on ourselves. We make poor choices, get in a relationship we know is not good, or maybe get over our head in our spending. Now it's painful. We're having to deal with the consequences. All of us experience pain. My challenge, don't just go through it, grow through it. That difficulty is an opportunity to get stronger, to develop character, to gain new competence. Anybody can give up. Anybody can let it overwhelm you. But you know what that's doing? Wasting your pain. That pain is not there to stop you. It's there to prepare you, to increase you, to develop you. Difficulties are a part of life. Now quit telling yourself you can't take it. You're not weak. You are well able. Eventually, the pain will pass. You'll give birth to new strength. Just because it hasn't happened yet doesn't mean that it's not going to happen. And there will always be forces trying to convince us to settle where we are. Life has a way of pushing our dreams down. They can become buried under discouragement, buried under past mistakes. There are dreams buried under divorce, buried under low self-esteem. It's easy to settle for mediocrity even though we have all this potential buried on the inside. What are you remembering? The hurt, the pain, what didn't work out? Turn it around and remember your dream. Have you allowed any dreams to get buried in you? At one time, you believed you could do something great. You believed you could lead the company in sales. You believed you could break that addiction. And it's been a long time, had some bad breaks. Wasn't all your fault. You could easily settle where you are. Nobody would fault you. The enemy would love to deceive you into burying your dream, thinking that it's never going to work out. Don't believe those lies. It's not too late to become all that you were created to be. Every time you remember your dream, you're removing some dirt. You're digging it back out. The true mark of a champion is even though some dirt gets thrown on your dream, instead of letting it get buried, you keep shaking it off. You keep moving forward. You wouldn't be having that opposition if you didn't have something great in you. If your dream wasn't alive and on track, right on schedule to come to pass, you wouldn't have so many things coming against you. That dream is still alive. You may have tried a year ago, 5 years ago, or 40 years ago. Didn't work out. Nobody was there to help you. Go back and try again. This is your time. This is your moment. Your destiny is calling out to you. Can I tell you? Your dream is not dead. It's just not in season. Your time is coming. Promotion is coming. Good breaks are coming. Promises you've been standing on. Dreams you've been praying about. Lack is not your destiny. Constantly struggling, barely getting by, is not the end of your story. These light afflictions are for a moment. The adversity is temporary. The glory is eternal. There are some dreams shut up in you. Like fire, you're going to feel your destiny calling out. May not have happened the first time. The loan didn't go through. You didn't get chosen for the part. The medical report wasn't good. That's okay. It's still in you. This is your time. This is your moment. Shake off the doubt. Shake off the negativity. You're at the right place. You're at the right time. Now, all you've got to do is get in the right frame of mind. Lord, I believe this is my year to get healthy and whole. This is my year to meet the people of my dreams. This is my year to go further in my career, to step into a new level of my destiny. This is my year to accomplish dreams, to break free from this depression. This is my year to meet the right people. This is my year to get healthy and whole. This is your year to see double. This is your year for vindication, for restoration, for new beginnings. Now get your mind going in the right direction.
Think it's a major goal you want, or maybe it's one you're already working on and you have experienced a lot of setbacks, a lot of defeats. You've experienced a lot of disappointment. Maybe you've already given up, and maybe you just need a little fire, a little encouragement to get back in the game again. There are winners, there are losers, and there are people who have not discovered how to win.
Nothing is impossible. The only thing that's impossible is what you make impossible. So I need you to understand that it's not going to be an easy road. But I'm telling you, if you're willing to put in 120%, if you're willing to go all in, you can take that which was once impossible and make it possible.
Not only is it possible for you to have your dream, but it's necessary. that you go for what is yours in the universe. You do what it is you're supposed to. You're supposed to build something. You're supposed to create something. I don't know how to do it. Learn. It's you. It's on you. You got to make that happen. Nobody's going to bring it to you on a silver platter and say, here's your dream manifested. No, it's hard. Yes, it's hard. It's difficult. Yes, right. And it's worth it.
I want you to hold on. It may not happen in the time that you think is going to happen, but I want you to know something. If you quit, it's never going to happen. If you quit, if you give up, if you stop, if you do not persevere, listen to me, you will never see it.
The major key to your reaching your dream, your living up to your greatness, your making your contribution is you.
What do you need to know to be, to do, to have what you want that you don't know right now? What do you need? And so I'm asking you this question. You got to get this one. What do you need to know that you don't know right now? What information, what books do you need to read? What mentors do you need? What circles do you need to hang around?
See, if you know what your life work is, I encourage you to start working on it. If you can't do it all at one time, do just a little bit of it.
And you've got to actually go in a room, close the door, and you've got to see yourself doing it. You've got to feel yourself doing it. You've got to actually walk in it. You've got to go in the future, live it out, come back in the present, and start working toward it. Promise me this. 5 to 10 minutes that you will devote to seeing yourself being successful. And so I need you to do this for me. Like, I don't care what happens in your life. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care where you are. Every single day you wake up, if you're going to have energy, if you're going to have passion, if you're going to have drive, every day you wake up, you've got to start with that vision.
Warren Buffett once said, the more you learn, the more you earn. That is so true.
Look at successful people like Bill Gates, Steve Jobs, Elon Musk, Oprah, Mark Cuban, and any other highly successful human. They are successful because they use their time right. They are successful because they are lifetime learners. They commit to learning new things every single day. Warren Buffett, one of the wealthiest humans on the planet, is famous for reading more than 5 hours every day. Bill Gates reads one book per week. Mark Cuban, 3 hours a day. Oprah, well, she's just obsessed with books. Notice a common theme here? Successful people never stop learning.
Think about this. You have $86,400 to spend every single day. But when the day is over, the money disappears. You can't get it back. Wouldn't you try to spend all of the money before they disappear? Wouldn't you try to use it wisely? Use it as best you could. The sad part is, we only have 86,400 seconds a day, and most people take this time for granted. Most people let this time disappear without a second thought. We never get this time back. We must use it wisely. We must be productive. We must use our time to do things we enjoy, or use it to set up our life so we can spend our future doing more things we want to do. Instead of wasting your time on meaningless things, use it to learn new things.
The time you spend playing video games or partying with your friends will never come back. Once you use that time, it's gone forever. Use your time wisely. Read books. Study hard and learn as much as you can. Most people give up on their dreams because it gets too hard. A lot of students stop chasing their dreams because of one failed test. Matter of fact, most students don't even try their best when they take the test. because in their mind, they have already failed the test. They stop believing in themselves, and once the belief is killed, the dream is killed. If you have a dream, you must do everything to make it into reality. It doesn't matter how many times you fail a test. Never stop believing in yourself. Life itself is a test. Sometimes you will fail. But the only way you can be a failure is if you stop trying. Whatever dream you have, use all your energy to make it into reality.
Push yourself to become the person you are destined to become. If you want to get results you have never got before, you are going to have to do things you have never done before.
The richest man in the world, Bill Gates, was once asked which superpower he would like to have. The richest man in the world said that he would want the ability to read books faster. Success is not about the money, the fame, or the big house. It's about becoming the best version of yourself.
You will fall down many times on the road to success, but the most important thing is that you get back up. Get back up stronger and wiser than before. Create a mindset that does not allow you to quit or stop believing. If you quit on your dream and give up, you'll never know how great you can be. Never doubt yourself. Doubt kills more dreams than failure ever will.
Small dreams will choke and suffocate the life out of you. There's no money, no fame, no glory ever achieved with small thinking, because it adds no value to the world. You see, small thinking is rooted in doubt, and doubt is the plague. So I challenge you right now, get a dream. There's no money, no fame, no glory in small thinking, because it doesn't add any value to the world. I dare you to dream.
Thanks for listening. Kindly support the movement of this podcast by supporting us or subscribing to our premium content for more exclusive stuff. When you do so, you also get a shout out in our next episode. Thank you.